The shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh less than a week ago has a lot of Americans concerned about increasingly bold and violent incidents of hatred and bigotry. Some worry about a rise in anti-Semitism. Here in Boston, there's a public art installation aimed at getting people to think about the past and the present. My colleague Stephanie Leiden from here at WGBH tells us about it.
Natalie Goodell was strolling through the Boston Common when she had an unexpected encounter with history. There, lined along the paths, are dozens of photographs stretched across meshed frames so massive, you either have to look up or step back to take them in. Each photograph is a close-up of an individual face looking directly at the camera.
Just walking through, had no idea what it was.
Goodell, who's 27 years old, soon realized she was staring into the larger-than-life faces of Holocaust survivors.
It just makes it very real. You know, to me as a millennial, it seems like this happened so long ago. So just, you know, remembering that people are still alive from when it took place and they're survivors, just very impactful.
The work of artist Luigi Toscano, the photos have been on display in Boston for 2 weeks. But in the wake of the deadly synagogue shootings in Pittsburgh, there's new relevancy to this exhibit called Lest We Forget.
Maybe we haven't learned our lesson, and I think we start forgetting it.
Mirko Malik is the project manager for the exhibit, which was first staged in Germany 3 years ago. It's traveled the world, and at each stop, the artist takes portraits of local Holocaust survivors. Among the 9 people added to the Boston exhibit, Tanya Leffman of Wellesley.
And when I looked at my picture, I kind of fell back. I said, oh, my God, look at all the wrinkles, because it's a close-up, of course, and you can see every expression.
Leffman is from Poland and at age 89 has a visceral reaction when she recalls what it was like when the Nazis invaded in 1941.
When I think about it, it gives me this chills almost when I think of what I endured in my life.
There was the mandatory yellow star she had to wear. Then her home was seized and she and her family were sent to a ghetto. A friend took her in and allowed her to pose as a Christian, but that got too risky.
And I hid underground, in a shallow grave almost, for 2.5 years. It was beyond description. I mean, the hungers, the cold, and all that.
She and her husband built a life and a family here. It was possible, she says, because of something fundamental to this country, a sense that people are equal. She hopes when passersby see her photo on Boston Common, they'll consider not just history, but how it can repeat.
Look what's going on.
Leffman points to the rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Jews will not replace us! Jews will not replace us!
Look what the nationalists, you know, they come out with neo-Nazis and all that. Would you ever believe that our country would have open demonstrations like that? I couldn't believe it would happen ever. But you see, it can happen anywhere, and it starts slowly.
The only way to counter it, she says, is to speak out.
We will not retreat in fear.
As people did on the Boston Common in the aftermath of the Pittsburgh synagogue shootings, not far from the portraits of Holocaust survivors, where anyone can come face to face with history. For The World, Stephanie Leiden, Boston.
Video of the exhibit in Boston. You can check it out at theworld.org.